What discipline do you manage? We ask each other. When one begins to address complex issues like diet or food sovereignty or living well or giving validity to customs, one has to enter into inter or transdisciplinarity, which goes beyond just dialoguing with each discipline, but also dialoguing with society. Each of you is generating knowledge, your way of understanding. Each of you is an expert in something that through dialogue with others can lead to knowledge. We form part of an interdisciplinary collective, 25 people. We're working on GMOs and agroecological alternatives in Uruguay in the interdisciplinary space of university. I'm showing different organizations and academic collectives that are part of this interdisciplinary collective or nucleus. The path to interdisciplinarity is based on society, civil society. Civil society approached academics to work on GMOs, and we had public dialogues, and that's how we came about with this collective. This requires a lot of patience, which is another strategy to cross the crack in the wall, because the disciplinary walls are very strong and we need a lot of patience, tenacity. We can't give up. And even more when we enter a system based on greed, on accumulation of profit endlessly, which destroys everything and wants everything. How do we cross this crack? Manage clearly the address concepts clearly, dialogue, wisdom. I am speaking from a small southern country, which is part of something that a multinational company organized about soy, this soy republic, which contains part of Uruguay, Bolivia, Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, parts of those countries. There are geopolitical decisions that determine this and generate an impact on society as far as health and environment, and we have to respond to this as independent scientists. Don't give up, don't sell yourselves in the face of this advance of these introduction of new GMOs in our country, part of the civil society organized very effectively and had a public petition and through signatures were able to stop the entry of more GMOs. Based on studies and wisdom, this was a concrete success. So we see. It just went back to the beginning, so technical issue. Okay, I'll just talking about the greed again. We got back to where we just were. Accumulation of profit. This is what he said before. We thank Dr. Martinez.